Students in Ms. McCracken's English classes at Roaring Fork High School were asked to write personal essays that explore who they are and what they think is important. Students wrote anecdotes modeled on the Lives essays published by the New York Times, explored what their experience during the pandemic has taught them about themselves and each other, and revealed something about themselves by describing their connection to a meaningful object. These students' essays were chosen based on their creativity, insights, and writing skills to be showcased by Katie and Kay. Happy listening!
When you run the mile race, reach a point in the third lap when your body decides that it's not worth the struggle to continue. You hear your heartbeat, a steam train at full speed in your eardrums. You gasp for breath, unable to get enough air. Your eyes fixate on the ground in front of you. You unconsciously slow down, and the lap seems to stretch out for miles. Your body wants to panic, to give up, to do anything but keep running. But somehow you keep on running. I joined track in my sophomore year of high school to try to answer one question. Why do people run? I liked to run as a kid, on the beach, in soccer, and playing with friends. And I had seen older people running around my town, even late at night when the weather was bad. I knew there was something to it, I just wasn't sure what that something was. I joined track because I knew that I had to discover my own personal answer to this question. I didn't find my answer in the exciting 5 seconds before the race, or in crossing the finish line. I found my answer in the third lap of the mile race. The third lap is special. It's infamous among runners, but also oddly beautiful. I found this insight when I figured out how to find tranquility in the extreme discomfort of this lap. Now, when I get to that point, I focus on my breath, lengthen my stride, and survive. I struggle with my running form when I'm tired, so I do my best to pay extra attention to it. Don't get me wrong, this isn't some magic thing. Physically, the pain is still there. I still feel like I'm dying every time. But somehow it becomes manageable. It's a mental battle, a struggle to keep pushing through the pain. Weirdly enough, it was in this mental war where I found my answer to the question, why do I run? Running has taught me that by forcing myself to stay calm in the face of extreme discomfort, I can condition my mind to greet discomfort with a smile. Now, I see the third lap in life all the time. We all have those days, those weeks, when the amount of stress threatens to bury us. Running has taught me that I can survive this discomfort because it's temporary. Whether it be from a terrifying uncertainty about the future, copious amounts of schoolwork, or other struggles, I can survive. In a way, our whole world is in the third lap right now. From COVID, to forest fires, to climate and political despair, most people are struggling to keep pushing through. The third lap has taught me that we can survive this, and that there will be an end to this wave of hopelessness. The only way out is through. I don't pretend to have all this figured out. I still have an uncanny ability to make even the smallest decisions and tasks overwhelming. I can still be drowned by the problems of the world. I'm not proud of it. However, I believe that I have learned something from the third lap of that mile. Nowadays, when I'm faced with discomfort and uncertainty, I face my problems head on. I notice my breathing, lengthen my stride, and try not to lose my form. I devote my attention to the moment, and there's just one lap to go.
This has been a collaboration with Roaring Fork High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Katie and Kay. Thanks for listening.